Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. So everyone, tune in. Feel free. Please. All right. Right now, you are listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, not me. That's the name of the show. I'm Comedian Organic OK, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
Oh, yes. This is Comedy Organic OK, and I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to the program today. I'd like to say a welcome to this actual day. Today is October 1st. I'd like to say thank you to all those physical and opportunity succeeding for these people out there that are getting some more information about succeeding beyond their wildest, you know, presented dreams that yet to happen, for a better dream moments and times. Today is October, Disabled Awareness Month.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Co-host for today. Talk to you. Happy Disabled Awareness Month to you.
Oh, yes. All right. Look, I'm looking forward to this. I'm especially want to make my mark this October. Especially want to make some about disability, whatever. It's 7:01 here on the program. Comedy Organic OK. Let us know what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
I understand, everyone. That's able to listen to the program or possibly be, you know, connect to someone else about October. This is one of the things that we are working on. We're honoring different disabilities. And today, what is that disability for today? What are we honoring for today? We will be releasing different projects for this whole month for different disabilities, and those will become available. And we are honoring different disabilities throughout the whole month. And because of the COVID and social distance, we will make the actual arrangements so you'll be able to see the different types of things that we would be creating that will be available. Now, this is the thing. Now, talk to me. This is the moment where you are filling somebody's void in the information that gives them. See, this we got to realize. You're not trying to replace something that somebody don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to place the information that they do know in the place where they should be having the resources of this actual problem, right?
Yeah.
It's not that you haven't ate before in your life. It's that when you're hungry, don't you want something to eat? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So for someone not to starve, within the judgment and decision-making of what's going on, what we got to have? We got to have some reinforcement help, right? Think about if you was angry. You did something that somebody you know didn't like it, and but you still accommodate them to have peace of mind. Guess what happens?
What?
What happens when somebody gives you a peace of mind? Imagine if you did the worst thing and somebody gave you still your peace of mind. You see what I'm saying? You would feel weird because some people don't feel weird. Some people feel shocked because they did things and then old people should even give them nothing. And you got to look at if somebody give you something through the misery that you're trying to fit them through and you still giving them something. Imagine that. And then that's a different experience. You know what kind of person you have to be? Somebody try to destroy you and you're still helping them. That's a different type of person. And knowing people that do things exceptional, even when people know they shouldn't do that, those people normally have a different relationship. with the ability of spirituality a lot of times and religious connection. And what happens, people try to undermine it, right? When you're dealing with spiritual and religious things, that if you have anointing ability that everyone don't necessarily have at that level. And people try to undermine it. If all this is a part of the religious and spiritual purpose of dealing with God, you know, because listen, it's universal God, what happens? You go into somewhere else with someone that believes a totally different name, and you still can have an impact on their life, and they can connect to you, and they'd be shocked that you are resonating with them, right? Now, come on, Pop, when I'm talking to you, you're the only person on the show, brother.
No.
I'm not talking to the audience. I'm not talking to them because I'm not seeing the audience. So when I'm saying you're the only person here.
I know you're talking to me. It's just kind of hard to hear what's being said with this background, this feedback. It's all scratching and popping.
So I'm talking to you. It's Disabled Awareness Month, and I need you to stop being so comfortable not talking. I tell you all the time, don't be comfortable not talking when that's your task that you're supposed to be in.
I want to make some mountains this year, especially because too many people think of October as just, you know, Halloween and fall. All they see are the leaves that basically fall off the tree, the leaves dying and being dropped and whatever, and sign that winter's coming. There's so much more to it than that. This is the official sort of month where we are basically not just celebrating the handicapped, but helping them, showing how they're going to have options and how they're going to push mountains. They're going to move heaven and earth. And you know what? There are a lot of disabled people who are doing so much right now as we speak. There really are. But you know what? In a way, there needs to be more. We have to basically push ourselves so that too many handicapped people just want to be.
Get in action. Get in action. And you won't be begging. You won't be begging for pain. You'll be liberating pain. There's a difference. Don't beg for pain. Liberate pain. Because when people help you, they don't help you the way you think they should help you. They help you the way that it is going to be helped, right? And you can direct people to help you, but it's not always going to be that way, right? You got to learn how to obtain help, understand what that is when you have never been helped. So
you
if you're not sure about how somebody's helping you and you're not familiar with things, how do you know what the help they're giving you? How do you know they're not really helping you if you ain't never been helped that way? So as much as you're trying to manage people helping you, you have to be clear what that ability is of something that they have never experienced with you, but you have never experienced to that level of help, right? So help can feel like neglection if this altitude of taking you so high up and you're not able to maintain that. That will feel like neglection because they're taking you so high up with you that you start neglecting yourself because you're not managing the ability that you have, the ability that you're connected to. You're just more living in a place where you're not happy. Why live in there and you don't enjoy it? Eat, you don't feel it, right? So it's simple. Sometimes it's simple to the experience that you're having, right? But what happens is not simple is when people are unbalanced. And you can do something that could be connected and guess what happens?
What?
If you got the power plugged up, guess what happens? There's no power there. It's no experience that's being connected, right? And that can be on very, like, people tell you things. People get this lost in translation, right?
Right.
You know, one of the things people get lost in translation is examples that people are saying played out just like clear as day and night, right?
Yeah.
And clear as having day be clear, because day can be not clear. It can be foggy, right?
Yeah.
And night can be in a way where night, where you at, may look dark in the dark, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Our night can look light depending on where you're in the world, right? In some places in the world, nighttime look like daytime. So
I noticed that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, right? This is something that we have to understand. When you have these type of set up things, it's there for examples, right?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody said, "Hey, sir, can you be careful? That's a very dangerous thing you're doing." Now, once you understand what you're doing, and even when you do understand, you can make errors. But when you're truly connecting on another level, things that people don't see that you can do, you do beyond that. And that's, it's just, you know, they're like, wow, then how do you do this? If it was driving them, if someone sees something and don't, you know, that's, you got to look at it. Sometimes people don't say anything, they don't care. And not saying everyone that don't care is something that you should be, you know, managing, because it's so many things that people really do care about, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when you connect into this ability, this experience, this highlight moment that could connect and allow you to have a different experience from that reaction of people fueling this type of harvest. And you start seeing the finding experiences that reconnect in a level, right? Like if you was hanging around the most successful people ever existed in the field that helped you, guess what happens?
You tell me.
You start seeing what that really means if they was there to help you. So these are the best T-Rex experts, you know, these were the best, you know, people that help people get motivated out of their struggle, they would look more like the problem. They look like the problem because the problem normally is not limited by the problem. You understand that? A problem is not limited by the problem. People don't tell you that.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
Where is the problem really at? That's what you understand. Where's the problem going? Is the problem over here? Is the problem really in the place where it's inconvenient for what you're dealing with, right? And if
right.
you truly think about in your mind, where your mind taking you to? Where the happiness have you ever looked at truly the happiness that you truly have? The truly happiness. What you don't see is things that limit your happiness, right? You're seeing
right.
things that push your happiness so far, and that's what you should be looking at. Why you want to find, you don't have, I'm not to your business here, but imagine a person find happiness, find peace, and they create another level of things that they can truly enjoy. What do you think it would be if you just spend your time with people that don't understand about happiness, don't understand about, you're just following a journey and taking time away from your appreciation. Now, Talk Dude, I want you to tell the people what's going on with you right now, what you want to tell them, and not give too much of your project away.
Okay. I want to say that basically sometimes there's a problem there, and you think that problem is basically like that's it. There's an obstruction. Look, life is full of obstructions. The whole point of an obstacle is a lot of times, most of the time, it's just meant to be knocked down. Now, here's the thing. If it's not meant to be knocked down, sometimes that obstacle is there for a reason. It keeps you from going too far over the deep end.
Okay.
But most obstacles are to be.
Okay. Let's not make this a seminar about problems. Let's free this today. It's called Comedy Organic, okay. This is about businesses around, and this is the thing. This is the first day of where we should be talking about businesses.
October.
Yeah. So this is the thing. October and businesses, we have to understand how we're creating a different business lane. Now, coming into the next year, 2022, we're going to have some things for you all to appreciate, and Now, I have to move on for a few moments and give it to my colleague to talk about different businesses. But next week, we're going to have businesses. That's the whole thing about businesses and comedy. Business and comedy. But this is not about this particular platform, but we're talking about the same word this month. So we're trying to connect with this moment. And talk to go ahead. Tell them a few things.
All right. I know this line is bad. It's got a lot of scratching and hissing and popping, but try to bear with me here.
One second, please. Hold on 1 second, please. Today is October 1st.
It is.
Time is 7:13 p.m. Pacific Standard Time that we're talking in. And we're talking in, you know, we're in California. Right, I'm in California right now. Talking to you in California right now? I think he's in California. He's in California. But for those out there that's listening from different parts of the world, I appreciate you.
All right, indeed. Everyone, a lot of you might be out there asking yourselves, now how do I help for Disabled Awareness Month? How do I contribute? Well, acknowledge that people are disabled. Come on, get notice of them. Encourage them. Lend a helping hand. But first and foremost, acknowledge it. Acknowledge the fact this is what's going on in October. See, there are a lot of basically disabled people who, you know, a lot of them, disabled people, they die faster because they're so disadvantaged. No, really, it's a thing. It's a messed up thing. It shouldn't be, but it is. Something should be done about that, really. More means to help. I know, in a way, basically, it's like there's just so many people around here. Nature is trying to thin them all out. Thin out the herd and all that jazz.
Stop using material, please.
Okay, so you give me a topic, and I'll just run with it. Any topic. Come on.
Sorry about you. This today is specifically about comedy, business relates to disabled business, right? So if you go to a successful disabled person place, one thing you're going to find is problems are not going to be the only answer you see. What you're going to see is how they pimp in problems for solutions and results. So when people are peddling in problems, disabled people are, you notice those ones that are successful. The successful disabled people are the ones that are not going to be managed by problems. See, you're trying to manage people's problems, and that's not always the best solution for everyone. That's a conflict. You're trying to manage people's problems. The problems become cancerous. You know, different problems that become germish. You got germs there, it's going to be a problem, you know, that you're going to be upcoming on every giving breath. Use that, it's not working for you. But this is what I'm going to do. Aesthetic, I want to tune out for a moment and see what's going on here.
See, I've always believed that basically every single problem gets worse unless you make it better. This way of telling you to do something about it. No, see, it can be fun. It can actually be fun taking care of your problems. Fun thing in the world, just knocking this stuff out. That's why sports were invented. The whole concept is basically to knock every obstacle down. Get the ball in the hole. Get it in the net. Get it in the goal. That is the thing. And thankfully, there are things that allow basically even the disabled to do some of this stuff. And a lot of people basically get a lot easy seeing disabled people doing sports and all that. Oh, a lot of people find it so inspiring, but then they're thinking, no, why are they putting themselves in this kind of danger? They'll get disabled further.
That's not always
but
true.
A lot of people take that.
That's what I'm saying to you, man. Stop taking people's phobias and pit them in disabled pain, you know? It's almost like if somebody in pain, what's one thing people tell you, somebody in pain? They don't want to be bothered. You go to all the different facilities, some of the facilities you've been to, people in pain, that's one thing they don't want to be bothered. And when you're talking all this stuff, they look at you like, man, can you turn this off? He's annoying. People want to be loud. That's one thing you can tell somebody that don't be bothered. When they are listening to something that's waking them up, they get an idea, wake up out of their pain and gravitate to what's going on because that is something that they can feel the healing in the message. And if you people that can say something negative and if it resonates with you, that can be a solution, but you got to make your words resonate with somebody. Don't make it sound like a execution of people getting their arms and fingers cut off. Now, what does he want to do, everybody?
Well, look, when people are in pain, they just don't want to be ignored. They want to be cured.
But listen to this. It's not everybody on the planet is not in pain, sir. No, right. It's because you can go around the world that don't have half what you have, right? And they can be physically in worse problems, but their mind is not in worse problems. See my point? Now, you got somebody that got no problems in their mind. Understand that, no problems in their mind. Everything physically looks like the worst thing you ever could imagine. Say to you, if you got the worst things you're dealing with in your mind, how hard is it going to be physically to deal with problems? That's what I'm saying to you. You're making things so much of a phobia. No one knows. People are like, man, this guy just said, I mean, if somebody just looked at you and you was a problem by people looking at you, you wouldn't even feel conscious to even talk to people because the problem would be looking at you and people would be, you know, judging you for something that they haven't experienced. Now, I know you had that. I'm aware of that. What I'm saying to you is there's so many other levels to happiness that you should be looking for instead of sitting here holding on to pain, and you don't really have pain at the level you could have freedom. That's you know pain, you know that pain, you should be looking for freedom pain, happiness pain. If you're so addicted to pain, find the pain that's going to put you in, you know, a freedom pain. You know, working out, you know, you feel like a muscle sore. And then when you don't work out, you feel so sore. You're like, why ain't worked out? Well, this is what I'm going to do, everyone. Grabbing my final words, I say, happy, you know, the first, you know, day and night of Disabled Awareness Month, October 1st. I just say thank you for my co-host, Comedian Talk Dude.
Thank you.
My name is Comedy Organic Okay. And I'm going to get ready to get off the show for tonight, but I'm allowing my co-host to be going to finish up, say the last few words, and this is going to be it for tonight. We're going to start again tomorrow. Thank everyone. Have a good weekend for those that are actually able to tune in. I will talk with you tomorrow. Hey, Talk Dude, good night to you, sir, and I will be in touch, okay?
Okay.
Okay, finish up. You do your thing. Talk to you later.
Okay. Everybody out there, the show itself does sound handicapped tonight, doesn't it? I mean, all this background, one of the worst things that can happen in radio is it's not clear and smooth and golden. But try to bear with me here, okay? Just try. All right? Now, good people out there in radio land, I encourage every single one of you to get involved with Disabled Awareness Month. Talk to a disabled person. Make disabled friends. Look, they don't just want you to basically look away when you see them passing. You know, don't stare. They don't just want to be ignored. Once in a while, they want somebody to engage them. And this does more than that. This is more than just helping them up the stairs and whatever. This is giving them a personal sort of boost. You see, in a way, I feel like basically Disabled Awareness Month is really about taking awareness of the disabled itself. I know it sounds redundant, but hear me out. We acknowledge disabled people, Disabled Awareness Month, but disabled people accomplishing, we should be celebrating every day. It's like how women feel about Valentine's Day. They basically feel like we should be doing a lot of this stuff throughout the year instead of just being lazy and trying to pull the stops out one day of the year. Mothers feel the same about Mother's Day. It feels like you spend one day doing for me what I do for you all year round. No, they think that. That's a thing. Let's see, what can we do basically to help the disabled? How? Well, take a little bit more notice of them. What they're doing, how they're doing to overcome. You see, they're fighting basically not just, see, evolution works like this. We're trying to reach a gradual process, a tree branch, if you will. And it's not just about trying to be as good as the able-bodied people, but to be greater than human. I've always wanted this. I've always had this desire to be something better than what is. I've always had this desire sort of basically be something better than the human race. I seem so subpar, you know? Not good enough. When I was a little kid, it was weird. I always kind of felt, and I was just weird. I always kind of thought things would be better when I became an adult, you know? All those problems you have, all that peer pressure, all that stuff the other kids put you through would just go away if I was an adult. Don't have to put up with this. Something should be done. It's a fact. Look, take the first step. Baby steps, climbing the ladder. I tell you what. Climb that ladder today. I'm not telling you not to celebrate Halloween and fall in general, because you know winter is just around the corner. But take notice of all the disabled people who are out there hustling. We have to hustle just a little bit harder than you do. That's something, isn't it? That is a real thing. You should get better. You should be better. Like the disabled are trying every day. A lot of disabled people, they basically get up in the morning and they think, why do I even bother? I know we all do, but they think that even more so. They think, I'm just so broken. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to get by. Something should be done. Something. What are you going to do? What do you want to do? I'm going to basically take more notice and acknowledgement of disabled people on social media and all that. And we're especially going to basically do some traveling with our crew and whatever and get that out. I want to thank you all for listening to Comedian Organic OK. Thank you. All right. Now, we encourage you to listen to all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. You can check them all out. Get involved yourself. You can be part of all this. Don't just tell yourself, I'm too busy. Life is meant to be lived. Thank you. All right. Now, honestly, disability is a real affliction, but something can be done about it. Honestly. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to clock out. Thank you, and good night.